She gave him a suspicious look.
Dropping a concussion bomb on the camp doesn't constitute fixing the problem.
No. I mean, I can persuade Padnell to condemn the Fireborn thing, making him a viable candidate. Or maybe he'll go berserk and kill everyone here. Either way, the stalemate will be broken.
She looked at him more closely.
How would you do that?
Well, if I explained, you wouldn't believe me. Or I can just do it. It'll take less than 5 minutes.
Han...
Trust me, Leia.
Oh, you womp rat. How can you throw out that trust me skifter at a time like this?
I'm serious. Trust me.
He batted his eyes at her.
Stop doing that.
She scowled at him. The bad mood Leia look that had so suited her during imprisonment on and escape from the first Death Star so many, many years before. Then she relented.
All right, do it.
He stood, gave her a cocky grin, and moved over to the buffet table. He picked up a particularly lush-looking round fruit and walked over to Padnell's party. Padnell, Rennie, and Nyella looked up. Han bit into the fruit, made a pleased expression at its tartness, and swallowed.
Not going well, huh?
Padnell grunted a barely polite reply.
I think I've got the problem figured out.
Rennie cocked an eyebrow at him.
And what is the problem?
It's that Padnell here has the brains of a sand flea.
Padnell stood. Though he was no taller than Han, he was far burlier, an intimidating, looming presence.
What did you say?
Work with me, Padnell. I'm giving you words of all one syllable. Sand flea. Brains of a sand flea. Which is how you'll go down in the history records. Doom the Klaatuinians to another 25 centuries of slavery because he had the brains of a sand flea.
Padnell nodded, as if considering that possibility for the first time.
I am going to kill you now, unless you apologize.
Sand fleas don't kill people. Smugglers kill people.
That's it?
Padnell reached toward his holster and froze as Han's blaster jammed into his snout, pushing it out of shape. Han put about a kilo of pressure on the trigger. He heard the thump as his dropped fruit hit the floor of the tent. In his peripheral vision, he could see the eyes of Rennie and Nyella widen. But he didn't know whether it was because of the danger the blaster posed or because of the speed of his draw. He also heard several other noises. A creak from Leia's chair as she rose. Scrapes of metal on leather as Klaatuinian guards drew their blasters. One of them spoke harsh words in Basic.
Drop your weapon, or I will open fire.
Han breathed a sigh of relief that he hadn't heard Leia's lightsaber activate.